Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hey guys, welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. Acts chapter 2, verse 2, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. I've heard it said that whenever the Holy Spirit arrives in your life, just like Acts 2:2, will be filled with and suddenly moments. I think it's a clever way of saying that whenever the Holy Spirit moves, He does things sometimes unconventional, sometimes completely spontaneous, unpredictable, but always to the glory of God. Look at the ministry of Jesus, which is loaded, I think it goes without saying, with the activity of the Holy Spirit. And Jesus is constantly manifesting the life of God and the operation of the Holy Spirit through everyone that He touches and everyone that He encounters. He's doing this by healing. He's doing this through casting out of devils, and from time to time through natural signs and wonders, like walking on the water or multiplying the little boy's lunch for the feeding of the 5,000. In whatever case, there are and suddenly moments. I don't want to build a doctrine out of it, but I do think it's curious that and suddenly, because this was an immediate thing. It wasn't something that they worked up into. Boom, there was the Holy Spirit. And I think if you will listen, there will be and suddenly moments in your life where and suddenly the Holy Spirit gave you the answer. And suddenly the Holy Spirit moved to show you what to do, where to go, how to get there, how to handle this situation, how to handle this person. I know in my own life, I thought I had some things figured out, and then suddenly the Holy Spirit would do something completely different. Not that He's keeping you in the dark. Please don't misunderstand, and I don't want to misconvey. He is not keeping you in the dark on the actions. It's not the will of the Father that you not know anything. In fact, Paul would tell the Corinthians, it's written that eye has not seen, ear has not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for him, but He has revealed them to us by His Holy Spirit. So Paul believed, and I'm with him, that the Holy Spirit is in the business of revealing to you the heartbeat of God. That doesn't negate the fact that and suddenly the Holy Spirit could reveal to you the heart of God. And so just like on the day of Pentecost, when the and suddenly moment brought the power of the Holy Spirit, look for and suddenly moments in your life today. So, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled the whole house where they were sitting. It doesn't necessarily mean the wind blew. Understand the terminology. It's like a rushing mighty wind that fills the whole house. I believe the same thing, very similar, happens in Acts 4:31. They're praying. The place where they're assembled is shaken, and they were filled with the Holy Spirit. It doesn't matter to me if it literally shook or not. Some people want to make a big deal about whether it literally shook, and if it did, why doesn't it literally shake when the Holy Spirit moves now? I've heard it said, and said it myself, that when the Holy Spirit arrived in His first manifestation, He made a noise, and He made a shaking that He didn't make again. However, He shakes in Acts 4, and He's already here, because He comes in Acts 2. So I don't take it to be anything about an actual wind blowing or an earthquake. But if God did that, I'm okay with that too, and I don't doubt He could do that again if He so desired. But the point being that the Holy Spirit came in a manner in which no one in the room missed it. It doesn't mean that everyone outside the room heard it or saw it, but everyone in the room saw it and knew what they were receiving. It fills the whole house where they're sitting, and then there appeared to them divided tongues as a fire, and one sat upon each one of them. And the King James Version says cloven tongues, as a fire distributed, resting on each would be closer in the Greek. I want to talk about cloven tongues tomorrow, and of course we'll get into the speaking with other tongues tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.